Welcome to Day 45 of Happier People Podcast, here with me, Jerry Banfield. I'm reading Tony Robbins' book, Awaken the Giant Within. It was a gift from my mother-in-law for Christmas. I'm very grateful for it. And I was motivated after Tony talked in the book about sitting down when his life was completely unsatisfactory and making a list of things that he would no longer tolerate, and also a list of things he aspired to be. I was motivated after reading that in the beginning of the book to do the same thing for myself. Now, my life is going very good today. My life is just amazing. This is the best I can ever remember my life being. And yet, there's room for improvement. I was able easily to quickly make a list of 20 things I will no longer tolerate in my life because I want to create and have the best life possible. I want to be of the greatest service here for you today. And these 20 things are getting in the way of doing that. Even though I feel that I'm doing more service, better service, and giving more than I've ever given, if I want to do even more than that, if I want to help you even more, then the only way to do that is to do better myself. So this is my list that I just wrote down off the top of my head, sitting on the couch reading Tony Robbins' book, 20 Things I Will No Longer Tolerate. Number one, getting mad, judging, and being mean to my wife Laura, my daughter Madeline, and any person on earth. My family, my friends, business, anything. That is the most consistent thing I struggle with. And even though it doesn't usually last that long, and you can see as I try and minimize it, it is one of the most potent negative things in my life. I hate feeling mad at the people I love, and I hate feeling mad at any person anywhere. So why do I do it? If I'm creating my life here, why would I make it that way? That's something I will no longer tolerate. I will learn and do whatever it takes to stop doing that. Number two, feeling like I am a bad person for my thoughts. I don't control the thoughts that come into my head. I don't know where the thoughts that come into my head come from. When I have a thought, something like taking a drink after I haven't drank in 2.5 years, a random thought to take a drink will come up. Or I'll have all kinds of thoughts that I judge as I'm an awful person because I even thought them. And yet, I didn't choose to have the thought itself. The only choice I seem to have is in how I react to that thought. I'll no longer tolerate condemning myself for a thought that comes into my head. Number three, being ashamed or feeling it is wrong to look at someone. I notice my daughter has none of these problems at 1 year and 4 months old. She looks at people and she sees nothing wrong with it. Most people are desperate to be seen in what often is a lonely time for many of us as we become more and more committed to everything we do online and less willing to look at and see each other. I'm tired of feeling ashamed to see people or feeling like I'm doing something wrong by looking at someone, and I'm done with that. Number four, focusing so much on what I want later, I forget what I need to give now. I often, especially with my business, I get so into the things I want to accomplish later with it, I forget what I need to give now, which is the most help I have available today. The best knowledge, whatever I'm inspired to share today, that's more important than whatever I might get later. Number five, avoiding my feelings, especially with work. I did exactly that. It's Christmas morning, or it's Christmas afternoon now, 2016. I did that this morning. I was overwhelmed with good and what you might call bad feelings. I was overcome with both gratitude and grief as soon as my wife's family came over, which is my family, for Christmas this morning. And I hid in my room doing work. And then my wife ended up helping. She just looked at me and loved me. And I finally felt all my feelings and cried them out and felt much better. So I'm done avoiding my feelings with work. I want to feel what I'm feeling right away and not try and hide in my work from it. What are we on here? Number six, withholding love and affection. There's so many little times I notice in my life where I have the opportunity, for example, to give someone a hug, pay someone a compliment, give someone a smile, and I just don't do it for some reason. I'm done with that. I want to give everything I have at every moment all day. Why would I look and feel that someone doesn't deserve a smile or a laugh at their joke? Condemning my dogs and other people's pets. This is one of those things you might think, well, what kind of, is that a real problem? It makes me feel bad when I sit there and look at my dogs as being not good enough. Because, for example, the one dog's tail has gotten so bloody that she goes around wagging her tail and it looks like a murder scene all over. And I look at her and condemn her for being like that. I condemn other people and their pets often for their pets bark all the time or they bite people. And I condemn them. And that's not the way I choose consciously to live. I'm making a new choice today to love and understand my dogs and other people's dogs. And what is 1, 2, 3? This is something like 8 or 9. I don't have these numbered. Cramming my day so full that I'm afraid of failing to do everything. I'm really consistently noticing a pattern with cramming my day full. I often cram my day so full that I don't hardly have time to just sit on the couch and relax for a moment. I have my own business and my schedule is wide open most days, and yet I manage to fill it so full that there's so many pressure points that then I've learned not to hurry, but then I'm in pain still with being afraid I'm not going to do a good job on everything because I've scheduled 3 calls and I've done a live course and then I'm going straight over to my AA meeting and I'm coming back and have to be there on time for my wife and pick my daughter up. And I cram my day so full of things, 1 or 2 less things in my day would make for a nice, peaceful, relaxing day. This is about number 9 or 10. Feeling superior or inferior because of what I do or have. I've been eating mostly raw vegan now, and the tendency comes up to feel superior to others. Oh, look how good I'm eating, and look how bad you're eating. When just 8 months ago or so, I was judging people eating vegan or vegetarian as inferior because they couldn't eat meat. They weren't willing to enjoy the full pleasures of life. Isn't it funny how easily my point of view changes? It's an awful thing to look at someone who has more money or more cars or a bigger house and to feel like they're somehow a better person because they have different things than me. I think this maybe is number 10. Choosing less productive activities over more useful ones. I just thankfully got an insight into this the other day. Doing my League of Legends videos is a quite unproductive activity for me. Relative to the total potential I have to give, I find that doing that is not nearly as productive as some of the other things I can do or teach. There's all kinds of people who have the same experience who could teach and even do better teaching League of Legends than me. I have a lot of skills that would be very useful to a lot of people for earning money, freeing themselves. I have massive, helpful things I can teach. And I consistently am making choices to do things that are less productive, less useful for everyone, and then that's leading and connecting with a lot of these other things together. So I'm done doing that. And then that goes right into the next one, making my schedule more important than what needs to be done now. I've had plenty of days when I'd finished a podcast, I get it uploaded, and then my wife and daughter come back in, and what needs to be done now often is for me to hang out with my daughter for a little bit, so my wife then usually would like some time to go do something on her own, to even if it's just to go to the bathroom, but maybe to do some things around the house. And then what my wife runs into is me bent out of shape because I tried to cram the whole morning full and then my schedule starts to become more important than whatever it is I actually need to do at the moment. So I'm done with that. I'm not tolerating that anymore. I think this maybe is 13. Fear of trying something new with the purpose of learning or growing. Thankfully, I was able to work through this This was one of the most critical things for me to get through in early sobriety, and that hasn't changed today. I remember I was absolutely insane, just wanting to drink even with all the evidence that I should never do that again. And I'm sitting in front of that liquor store and a massage envy because both my part of angel that didn't want to drink and the devil that did both were able to agree that that parking lot was a good place for everyone. And I realized that I was just slightly less afraid of going into the massage envy as I was to going into the liquor store. Now, I understood why I had a lot of fear about going into the liquor store, but I didn't understand why I was afraid to go get a massage. And that right there is fear of trying something new with the purpose of learning or growing. Let's call this 14. Hesitating to look inside. Right when I read what Tony Robbins did with himself when he was quite unsatisfied with his life and he sat down and wrote this list, I hesitated to write this same list. I was a little bit afraid of what I would find. In Alcoholics Anonymous, the fourth step is made a fearless and searching moral inventory of ourselves. And that's the whole step. And then I'm adding on, whereby we go look inside at exactly what's going on in us. And that, to me, is the huge transformation that happens in life, is when you look in and see what's going on with you. So I'm done being hesitant to look inside and seeing what's going on inside me. Let's call this maybe 14 again. Forgetting my creator, my love, and my gratitude for living. When I'm in anger and resentment and fear, I've then mostly forgotten my creator, my love, and my gratitude for living, and that is a painful way to exist. So why would I create a world where I'm stuck in forgetting the very most important things in life? I would like to never forget the very most important things in life again, and I believe it's possible for me to live like that. Maybe this is 15 here or 16. Expecting things to go my way. Even this podcast, sitting here reading an unnumbered list of 20 things and expecting that I should be able to smoothly, in real time with no script other than just reading this list, rip off everything and have it perfectly numbered and look good. That's an example, expecting things to go my way. I'm working on an investment in Dash, which is a cryptocurrency online. It's also known as, by some people, the what Bitcoin should have been or was meant to be. And then I get the idea that I should just spend the money to invest in Dash, and then it should just go up and up and up and never go down or cause me any worry or concern. So why would I do that? Why would I buy into something? Or why would I do anything in my business and or my life and just expect it to go my way and then be like a little child when it doesn't? I'm done expecting things to go my way. And I believe a life without expectation on how things could go. Now, that doesn't mean to not have some planning or some guessing, but the expectation is this feeling that things have to go a certain way or they weren't worth doing. Maybe this is number, let's say 16, 17, 18, 19. Yeah, let's call it 17. Not making time to read and listen to books each day. What I have to teach you is a function of what I'm learning. So the more I'm learning, the more I'm growing, the more I have to share with you. I've consistently noticed the people I learn from are the ones who have done a lot of learning on their own. The people who help me the most are the ones who've received the most help. I receive a lot of help in my life. And one of the areas I see that I'm through tolerating is not making time to just sit on the couch and read a book. Not making time to listen to an audiobook. And I've hardly ever made time to sit on the couch and read a book. Thankfully, I've been consistent in making time to listen to audiobooks. I think I am ready for at least another hour or so a day of just pure fun learning. Because the more I learn, the more I can teach. The more I can learn and teach, the more I can be of service to you. Number 18, maybe 17, fighting with commenters online. I don't do it very overtly, But I do it very intentionally. I see someone putting up a comment about you scammer. And man, I've made sure in many of my videos to make a point about that, to talk about how bad your life is if you sit around calling people scammers. And I've had a lot of painful fights with commenters online in my videos. I'm done tolerating that. I love everyone who's here listening to me. I love everyone who's watching because you're helping me too. Even if you're not consciously communicating that through something I can receive, you are helping me do better. We're all connected. And I am done tolerating the fight against the people I'm trying to help. I'm done fighting against you. I want to only offer you unconditional love because I know that's what makes the biggest difference in my life. Number 18, checking daily how many people are watching or listening to me online. I am seeing one of the biggest ways I could save some time, free up my schedule, accomplish these other objectives is if I spent less time looking at the analytics. I'm amazed how many times I go to my podcast. I must spend 1 to 5 minutes every day just looking through the stats. What I do and create, that's my business. What you do with it, that's your business. And I've been seeking a lot of validation in my work through how many views I'm getting and through how many listeners I'm having. If I do a good job, you'll keep listening. If I help you, and you want to have a better life, you'll keep listening. If you find another place to learn about having a better life, and you won't keep listening. And that's fine. If you just decide to, or you stop listening for any other reason, that doesn't necessarily have to do with the work I'm doing. The work I'm doing has to be good and helpful for me first and foremost. And if it meets that standard, then there's no need for me to spend a bunch of time checking and looking at what you're doing. You've given me so much feedback already that I know this is a good thing for me to do indefinitely. I've gotten so many positive comments, wonderful stories. I know this is the kind of thing that is available for me to do the rest of my life. So why do I need to constantly be monitoring what you're doing? Constantly micromanage. I'm done wasting my time with that. Number 19, withholding my generosity and always demanding that I get a good deal. The best example I can think of with this was how I responded when we got an offer on our house. We ended up making like $40,000+ selling our house. And I had a while where I just felt like we were getting a raw deal, a bad deal. Because the house was listed higher on Zillow. And the buyer made an offer and then after looking more into the condition of the roof, decided they wanted to take out an extra loan to then get a new roof on, which the roof was 15 or 20 years old on the house. And I just felt this big anger and resentment at the buyer, like somehow they were screwing me over, that we deserved to get more money for the house. All while forgetting, we already got a really good deal on the house, having got $50,000 or so more for it than we actually paid for it just 5 years before. With trading cryptocurrencies, why do I think that I should get the best price all the time? That I should just go in and buy it and it should just go up and up and up. And if I sell it, it should just plummet like a rock after that so I could buy it again and make more money. I'm done withholding my generosity and expecting that I get the very best deal all the time, often at someone else's expense. And finally, number 20, placing the past or the future above now. Something that I remember happening in my past or anyone else's past or something that might happen in the future, holding that and worshiping that above the beautiful life that's here now. I'm done making things that don't exist or only exist as a shadow of what's happening now, more important than what is fully here right now for me to love and enjoy. An example being if someone I love said something I didn't like 10 minutes ago, then why is that more important than the fact that they're here and still loving me right now? Whoever that is, whether it's wife, daughter, friends, family member. I had a friend, he took the gun I wanted in Call of Duty Black Ops Zombies, and I was mad at him for 2 hours. And here he's still playing with me. He's still doing his part in the game. And I was mad at him for 2 hours. Now today, I love my friend, and that's more important than what happened before. So this is my list of 20 things I will no longer tolerate, inspired by reading Tony Robbins' book, Awaken the Giant Within. I'm grateful for the help he's provided in there, the help with focusing on what I'm doing based on what he's doing. And I have another list, maybe I'll read this to you another time, on what I aspire to be also. So I originally thought this list might be private, but then I felt motivated after I wrote it. Well, maybe it would help you to hear all the things that I am working and willing to learn better strategies in life on, to avoid these things, to continually make my life, which is already an absolute slice of heaven, to continue to make my life even better. It seems most of life is either growth or decay. So my question today, my exercises today, is to look at each moment. Am I working on growth or am I working on decay? And if I am working on decay, am I letting something go that no longer serves me, like a bad habit or a reaction to life that's not helpful? Or am I growing something, like a bad mood or a hurtful habit or a pain inside me? Am I growing something that I really don't want to experience? I appreciate you listening to this today. This podcast has done amazing things for me in my life. I just am shocked at how many times the exercises are absolutely dead on. And I feel the learning and the growth in my own life, and I hope sharing that with you today is helpful in your life. Thank you. I hope you have a great day today.